This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Morris, head football coach at Melrose High School. They're playing host to Marblehead Friday night in the D4 North Championship game at Melrose. And Tim, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Nice to be here. Nice to be in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start right there where you are. Tell us about the journey to get here and what were your thoughts heading into the start of this season?
Well, we're pretty senior-heavy team, but most of those seniors did not have a great deal of varsity experience. So coming in, you hope everybody grows up fast and develops and you're able to, be successful, but you're not always sure. And, this year our seniors have progressed and gotten better every week and done a good job for us, and we're sitting here at 9-0 and going to play a great Marblehead team. So pretty happy with that. Not satisfied, but happy with that. And I think, all the credit goes to the kids.
Yeah. Of course, you're playing that tough Middlesex League. Was there a game during the course of the year that was a defining kind of game for Melrose that put you into the – kind of vaulted you ahead to this – type of position?
Yeah, I think we played a lot of tough games. I thought Wilmington game was a tough game. We had to come from behind and win that game. The Stoneham game was an overtime game that we won, by 6 points. And those were just real – both of those games were very physical, and the Stoneham game, especially against the good Stoneham team with a lot of seniors and very good running backs, that was just a kind of a slugfest. And we were fortunate enough to be successful in that game. And I think the kids, with every one of those kind of wins, the kids gain more confidence. And if there was a game that was kind of, okay, these guys are going to be okay, was definitely that Stoneham game.
Yeah. Let me ask you about Stoneham for a second here. They're playing at Hamilton Wenham in Division 6, I guess it is, if I'm not mistaken. But they're a team that, again, following it from a distance as I have, they've struggled over the years. But the last couple of years, obviously this year, they had a great season. How good is that team?
Oh, I think they're very good. They do they have a basic offense, but they execute very well, and they're tough. And Trey Pignone is an outstanding back, and they do enough with the pass game to keep you honest. And they're very physical up front, and I think the difference in that program over the years has been Bobby Almeida coming there from Wilmington and Mullen Catholic. I think he's made the difference there, and they have an outstanding defensive coordinator there in John Rafferty. So I think those guys have, they're very well coached, and they execute, and they're tough. So I think that's been the difference up there in Stoneham.
We're talking with Tim Morris, head football coach at Melrose High School. Tim, let's go to talk about Melrose right now. And I'm sure anything you'd say is nothing that Coach Jim Rudloff of Marblehead doesn't already know, having looked at you guys. But if you were to, kind of pick out a handful of players on offense, and we'll do it on defense as well on your team, who would people notice kind of out on the field right away?
Oh, I think, our skilled guys have done a great job. Got a couple of senior quarterbacks that both play, and they've done a fine job, and again gotten better every game, and really have command of the offense. Charlie Stanton and Jack Sullivan, probably Mike Fennell, and our core receivers there, Mike Fennell, his brother was Mike, but Derek DeRaphael, another receiver, tight end, who's had some big catches for us. Those receivers have done a fine job as well. And then, you know, in the backfield, we started out the season and with, you know, two great backs, I thought, you know, that were really had the potential of being outstanding. Ray Giddey, who unfortunately went down against Winchester with a knee, and Isaac Seed. And he's, you know, been carrying the mail for us, you know, with the bulk of the carries since Ray went down. So I'd say those guys are your skill guys that most people watch the ball and so forth. So, and then the guys in the interior, Charlie Femino is our left tackle. He's done a great job for us. And, you know, the rest of that offensive line, Adam Caffey at center. So those guys have really progressed. And again, aside from Caffey, not many of them played a lot of minutes last year. So
I wouldn't be surprised if some of those guys played on the other side of the ball and star as well at those positions. So you don't have to repeat people too much here. But on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, who's leading you in, say, tackles and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, again, Caffey, but at a linebacker spot, Colin Cannon, as a weak side linebacker, had an outstanding year for us. And, you know, he's made some big plays, some big stops in some difficult situations. And I think just as a unit, they've played well on defense. So, but I'd say you know, Colin definitely has been a big part of that. Gabe Nyland in the secondary, as well as Kevin Pete, those guys have done a good job. You know, run and pass defenders in the secondary.
Yeah. And finally, Coach, Marblehead is a team that's had a very unusual kind of season with a bunch of injuries and movements and so on, different players, and they find themselves with a big 6'7" quarterback leading the team at this point. You know, so who knows what's going to happen on Friday night? But tell me about the matchup as you see it between Melrose and Marblehead.
Yeah. Well, again, we have, you know, a long history with them, and Jim is a friend, and we scrimmaged each other for years. They do a great job. They're very well coached, very disciplined on defense. I think they're a very good team, and they've had to evolve, and they got like a Drew Bledsoe back there. The kid is a creature playing quarterback, but he does a great job, and he can throw the ball. He runs the ball, and when he runs, you have to tackle that guy. I think Martino, the receiver 85, is does an excellent job. They're pretty balanced too, and they spread the ball around. But defensively, very strong. I love their linebackers. The Gillis kid is very active, and he's good on the other side of the ball too. But just, you know, he's an outstanding linebacker. And the other kid, I think, is Hanley, Handy. And they're two very good linebackers. And the rest of the defense, I think, is very strong as well. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full. Should be a good one.
Yeah. Well, Tim, anything else about Melrose football that I didn't ask you about that you want to share with us at this point, or, you know, about the team?
No, I just, you know, I'm just proud of our guys. I'm proud of their work ethic in getting this far and having a nice season this year. And, hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah. Well, Tim, good meeting with you, and best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice meeting with you.
Yeah. Tim Morris, head football coach at Melrose High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.